This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Radio lovers around the country are likely to be familiar with the warm voice of Garrison Keillor and the long-running variety show, A Prairie Home Companion. But for the past 3 years, writers, artists, and musicians in the Triangle have been trying their hand at their own version of an old-time radio show.
Don't you tell me that you really have to guess, sir, why I learned to love the Carolina pines. If you want to meet the sweetest sweetie yet, sir, spend an evening in Caroline. Ooh.
Brought to you by our sponsors.
It's the Murphy School Radio Show.
Ever-popular Stella with the theme from the Murphy School Radio Show, a semi-annual event at a 1920s-era school in Orange County. It brings the community together to celebrate the wit, lit, and music of the Triangle, in their words. On the bill this year, novelist Clyde Edgerton, singer-songwriter Cy Kahn, and a cappella group Stella, as well as jazz vocalist Lois Deloach, among others. The show is next Saturday, November 8th. We're going to get a sneak preview today. Lois Deloach is here with pianist Robert Griffin. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you on the show.
Nice to be here.
My pleasure.
Good to have you back. Georgianne Eubanks is also with us, co-producer of the Murphy School Radio Show. Welcome back, Georgianne.
Thanks, Frank. Good to be here.
Tell us, you know, let's go back to the school itself. It's got such a great story and a great history. Tell us about what's happening today and how it got to be that way.
Well, it was an elementary school that was closed in the 60s, and for a time, and this is an interesting thread we're pulling with this show, our eighth show now. In the 60s, this building was turned into a nightclub, a little bit seedy. Apparently, the windows were painted black, and none other than Clyde Edgerton played there with his band. And we asked him, what were the tunes you played back then? And he said, James Brown.
Oh, wow.
So, and then it took another incarnation and was a disco for a while, and then sat empty for a number of years. And Jay Miller and Ebbeth Scott Sinclair had this vision, and that's the name of their foundation, Shared Visions Foundation. And they bought the building and renovated it for the use of nonprofits.
And so, and as you say, this is the eighth show, so that you are able to raise money around this variety show, and then it goes to these various nonprofits. In our
right.
Community.
We actually did our first show in February of 2011. It was going to be the only show. We were raising money for four nonprofits involved in mental health issues, and we had so much fun, we said, let's do it again.
Let's put on another show.
Right.
And you did. And so some of the money comes from ticket sales, but also you sell jingles, and I love this. So you can go to anybody in the area, businesses, nonprofits, individuals, and for a fee, you will write them a jingle and perform it at the show, and it would sound something like this.
Zumba and bird walks, tango and book talks, massage with hot rocks, Carol Woods has all this and more. Gourmet dinners, Nobel winners, advanced beginners, Carol Woods has all this and more. Who could ask for anything more? Carol Woods, the only retirement community with 50 retired librarians.
I'm going to retire right after the show. I'm ready to go. That is a clip from the Murphy School Radio Show, semi-annual event. Next Saturday, November 8th, is the next one at the Murphy School in Durham. Music is an important part. Lois Deloach, you are going to be there this time doing vocals. And it really does celebrate, too, the artistic talent in this area, doesn't it?
It does. It never ceases to amaze me that we have this breadth of artists in the area, whether you're talking about classical music or pop or jazz or a cappella music. We just have amazing artists in the area.
And Robert, you have been doing accompaniment for this show right from the beginning, accompanying all kinds of great artists, and a lot of it gets made up pretty quickly, pretty close to airtime. How much fun is it to kind of to do a show like this that requires...
Fun? I'm terrified.
Good.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's good energy.
But I keep coming back. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's a lot of fun last minute.
I wonder if I can ask you, Lois, to do a song for us. And
yes.
Robert, you'll do the accompaniment?
Mm-hmm. We're going to do a Fats Waller tune. I think when I was here with you last, Frank, we did Honeysuckle Rose. This time we'll do Ain't Misbehavin'. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with. I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain it's you I love. I'm through with flirting. You're the only one I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I'm like Jack Horner in the corner. Can't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are all I'm dreaming of. Please believe me, I don't go out late. Don't care to go. I'm home about 8. Just listening to the radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love.
Deloach, Robert Griffin, Lois on the vocals, performing the jazz standard Ain't Misbehaving. They're going to be some of the among the featured artists and guests at the Murphy School radio show at the Murphy School in Durham next Saturday, November 8th. You know, it occurs to me, Lois, that this is a variety show. We have all kinds of all different genres of music. There's comedy, there are writers on stage. Maybe I'm putting too fine a point on it, but this is one of the few areas in the country where a variety show could even work. We've become so siloed in our appreciation of music.
I totally agree. I love it. I was telling Robert and also Georgianne, you know, I'm a child of the 60s and 70s, and whether it was Ed Sullivan, and that was what you loved, the variety of things. You had comedians and ventriloquists and, you know, at all different levels. And so, yes, but we can pull it off here because of the level of talent and level of cooperation and collaboration we have here.
Yeah, I mean, all those things are important. Circuses. We used to have elephants on Ed Sullivan. You're going to do that someday, Georgia?
Well, we've had juggling, yeah.
But also, in addition to the music, there are these kind of SNL-type skits, Weekend Update kinds of things. We have one from a few years ago. Let's listen.
It's now time for Triangle News Update. And here at our anchor desk are reporters Jill McCorkle and Danny Wallace.
Our top story tonight. A kerfuffle erupted in historic downtown Hillsborough today when a man and a woman under the age of 77 years old went window shopping on Churton Street, the town's main drag. Jeff and Sarah Carter of Charlotte were driving through Hillsborough on Friday, and according to Sarah Carter, "We were taken by the loveliness of the little town and stopped to have a better look. They were unaware of the newly passed ordinance forbidding anything non-historic, including people, to enter the city limits." The Carters were wrestled to the ground and taken to the local jail. They will be released, but not until they are very, very old.
The clip from the Murphy School radio show. Semi-annual event happening next Saturday, November 8th at the Murphy School in Durham. So tell us, Jen, who do we expect this week? Who do you have on stage?
Well, we have Clyde Edgerton, of course, the novelist and musician. So he'll be playing some tunes as well as doing a reading from his work. And we have Cy Conn, Icon. He's a folk artist who's been around for a long time. And he'll be doing one of his best-known tunes, Aragon Mill, with the help of Stella and a couple of other songs. And he's also going to read from a book about community organizing that he's written.
That'd be great. He's got to get all over the area with that one. Clyde, you going to make him do some James Brown? I got to see that. I would pay a lot to see that.
Yeah, we may break into some James Brown before it's all over. We're going to end with a sort of solemn anthem, and our producer, Donna Campbell, told me that we might just have to get the James Brown going at the very end.
I think it sounds great. Hey, Lois, would you do another song for us?
I will do another song for you. Robert and I decided we wanted to do Autumn Leaves, something that's certainly appropriate for the season. The falling drift by my window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the day's been long, and soon I'll hear those winter songs. But I'll miss you most of all, darling, when those autumn leaves start to fall. DeLoach and Robert Griffin, Autumn Leaves on the State of Things. They're going to be at the Murphy School radio show next Saturday, November 8th. We've got details on our website. And this is a fundraiser. Where's the money go this time, Georgia?
Two agencies. Student U, which is headquartered in Durham, started by a Duke student, and it's a pipeline, provides a pipeline of services for all students in Durham to be working on getting into college. So starting in middle school. And Empowerment Incorporated, which is a Chapel Hill nonprofit that works on affordable housing and also gives counseling to folks who are looking to buy their first home and do a lot of other grassroots economic development work.
Sounds like great fun. I know I've been there, and it's an awful lot of fun. Sounds like some good causes. Thank you all for being on the program. I'm gonna let you play us out, too, so don't run away. Don't run away. Stay right there. But thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Frank.
And thank you for listening to The State of Things, the Murphy School radio show, happening twice on Saturday, November 8th, in the afternoon and evening show at the Murphy School in Durham. You can find out details on our website. Remember, early voting ends tomorrow. Times vary, so you'll have to check on our website, stateofthings.org. Then we can point you to the website where you can find out what time of day early voting ends tomorrow. And, of course, Election Day is on Tuesday. That's The State of Things for today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Lois DeLoach and Robert Griffin.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I'll own is for you and you alone. That's all. That's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light can warm your winter night. That's all. Baby, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love that time could never.